This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
That was a really fast first 3 hours. That was in for 2 hours. That's why it seemed so fast, because I thought it was three, but it's only two. Anyway, that was fast two anyway. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The gun stock is the interface between you and your weapon. This is what is transferring everything to you. And it can make shooting the weapon a pleasure or a pain. And Boyd's is very heavily leaning towards the pleasure part of it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, there are these moments that seem pretty clear sometimes, you know, where that moment of clarity, right, where you're getting out there and all of a sudden everything seems so... So I understand everything. For the New York Times, David Brooks, one of them is that the anti-Trump movement is not just smug and insular, but they sort of suck too. And not only that, but they're getting dumber. And Brooks says this as someone who is admittedly anti-Trump, and yet he devotes his entire piece in the NYT to how this movement is just about hopeless. He describes them as a confederacy of idiots, and he notes that they're very insular. They hardly know anyone who supports the president or works in his administration. If they do, they don't bring it up over beers. So it's a very vicious cycle of anti-Trumpers feeding other anti-Trumpers what they think is the real Trump White House. A White House that Brooks also admits surprises people in the sense that Mad King George III isn't being the resolute desk. And all the anti-Trump wing of America is crumbling. They just don't know it yet. Brooks wrote, it's almost as if there were two White Houses. There's the Potomkin White House, which we tend to focus on. Trump berserk in front of the TV, the lawyers working the Russian investigation, the press operation. Then there's the highly visible, or excuse me, the invisible White House that you never hear about, which is getting more effective at managing around the distracted boss. I sometimes wonder if the invisible White House has learned to use the Potomkin White House to deke us while it changes the country. I mentioned these inconvenient observations because the anti-Trump movement, of which I'm a proud member, seems to be getting dumber, seems to be settling in a smug fairy tale version of reality that filters out discordant information. More anti-Trumpers seem to be telling themselves a madness of King George narrative. Trump is a semi-literate madman surrounded by sycophants who are morally, intellectually, and psychologically inferior to people like us. But the anti-Trump movement suffers from insularity. Most of the people who detest Trump don't know anybody who works with him or supports him. And if they do have friends, they learn not to talk about this subject. So they get most of their information about Trumpism from others who also detest Trumpism, which is also a recipe for epistemic closure. The movement also suffers from lowbrowism. Fox News pioneered modern lowbrowism. The modern lowbrow, think Sean Hannity or Dinesh D'Souza, ignores normal journalistic or intellectual standards. He creates a style of communication that doesn't make you think more. It makes you think and notice less. He offers a steady diet of affirmation, focuses on simple topics that require little background, and gets viewers addicted to daily doses of righteous contempt and delicious vindication. We anti-Trumpers have our lowbrowism, too, mostly on late-night TV. But anti-Trump lowbrowism burst into full bloom with the Wolf book. Wolf doesn't pretend to adhere to normal journalistic standards. He happily admits that he's just tossing out rumors that are too good to check. This is like Oprah standing up and saying, I self-identify as a man. Quite the rumbling. He also admits that in his column, that this White House is becoming more professional. But he wonders if we'll get past picking experience over celebrity, excellence over mediocrity, and truth and a lie. But the anti-Trump wing's salivation over Michael Wolff's new book, which seems to be a lengthy collection of rumors, well, that's the crossroads. Will anti-Trump America succumb to the very characteristics they deplore in Donald Trump? Well, time will tell. Trump has boosted the economy, and he's passed tax reform. And he got serious about immigration enforcement. He put Gorsuch into the Supreme Court. He cut $8 billion in regulations, created 1.8 million new jobs, played a big role in the North and South Korea coming together to the negotiating table prior to the Winter Olympics. And he's beaten ISIS. He's winning a war. The middle class of America is getting tax relief because of Trump. Over a million workers are getting bonuses because of Trump. Scores of companies, big and small, have announced they would not just dole out bonuses, but boost U.S. investments and philanthropic donations. And for the first time in 11 years, the CNBC Economic Survey found that a majority polled were optimistic about the economic outlook ahead, heading into 2018. Apple now has a window to repatriate some $250-plus billion overseas now that rates were reduced. Tim Cook, the CEO, has always wanted to do this, feeling it was good for the country, but the rates under Obama, which a former president refused to cut, made that transfer impossible. Under Trump and the Republicans, the environment is better, and the Democrats and anti-Trumpers are eating humble pie, raw crow right now. There's a whole lot of good coming from this White House, and that's good for the country. And in the meantime, maybe this anti-Trump wing of the GOP could warm up to Trump by 2020. Trump was not my guy. Not at all. Not even close. But by the Republican National Convention, I was there. And it was no longer conservative versus non-conservative with Trump. It was whether we could defeat Clinton. The primaries were over. Trump had the delegates to clinch the GOP nomination. That was done. The next battle was to beat Pantsuit, and Trump turned out to be the last man standing. So some of us did not get what we wanted in the Republican side, but we got what we needed. For those Republican voters who supported Hillary Clinton or Evan McMullen, I still want to know what you guys were smoking, snorting. Were you free basing? I don't know. How could any GOP voter cast a ballot for Clinton? And whatever the case here, for the anti-Trumpers who are out there just opposed to him, and just, that's the thing, that's the thing, we're just opposed to him. Hey, what has he done lately? Don't know, don't care, I'm opposed to him. You guys are missing a really good show. A really good show. The country is rolling along quite nicely right about now. And it is, in fact, this is great stuff that we're in. This is a great time that we're in. I mean, today, there's actually a glimmer of hope that we don't have to go to war with North Korea. What is wrong with that? Nothing. This is a good time. A good time. And for all of you never-Trumpers and all of you leftists that are out there that think that you're going to take things back to normal, join my parallel. Come out of the parallel universe and join the real one, could you? Just for a little bit, please. Let's be American. One way or the other, that's happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Taking a Boyd's gun stock and putting it on your gun, this gives it like a new lease on life. This gives it that intangible thing that, you know, makes it stay with you that much longer. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, today's Thursday. Thursday the 11th. From Monday the 21st, is it 21st? No, Monday the 22nd through Friday the 26th, I will be in Las Vegas at the at SHOT Show. If you're in Vegas at SHOT Show, come meet me. I'll be around somewhere. I'll probably be at the Boyd's Gunstock booth. I will be with them for a lot of the what's going on there. But I'll be out there ranging far and wide, and what I want to know is, would you like for me to try to find a guest host for that week, or do you just want rebroadcasts? And if you want a guest host, I'm going to have to find someone who's not actually going to SHOT Show. That will be the interesting part. But email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, and if I don't hear from anybody regarding that, it'll just be rebroadcasts, and we'll just go with that. No big deal. I just thought the last time I did this, and I didn't throw it up, you know, throw a jump ball on this one, people were not happy. So I don't want that to happen again. That is not something I want to see happen. So, you know, trying to keep the ninjas happy is part of what I do. SHOT Show, for me, I'm going into an area. Well, you know, I'll be at I'll be in Las Vegas, so I'll be where in the general vicinity of Mandalay Bay, and I'm pretty sure I'm thinking the security is going to be tight, but we'll see. But I'm also going to, I don't know how much I should be, I've already said it on the air, I'm not going to be going carrying a gun because I don't want to go through the hassle of checking a gun on an airline. But that's what's coming up. That is what's coming up. Scott Adams argues in Win Bigly that Trump has weapons-grade persuasion skill. In the tumble over Fire and Fury, those skills are on display as Trump deploys political jujitsu to suck up the media energy and turn the tables on his attractors. James Robbins, writing at USA Today, says Trump has turned the tables on the overwrought speculation about the president's mental fitness. He writes, not one to shy away from a fight, Trump punched back that not only is he a successful chief executive, but a very stable genius to boot. Dilbert creator Scott Adams took the matter a step further by arguing that proclaiming himself a very stable genius, or VSG, was itself a genius Trump move because this will be his forever name. And whether they use the expression VSG admiringly or sarcastically, the words Trump and genius are going to be kept in close proximity. When the dust settles, Fire and Fury is forgotten, but Trump remains the very stable genius who beats the media at their own game. Not even a fair fight at times. Andrew Clavin at PJMedia.com says, our mainstream journalists are genuinely awful. They will sell any narrative they can to keep from selling the one that seems increasingly likely to be true. Trump is smarter than they are and doing a better job than the last two presidents combined. Clavin says Fire and Fury seems like a tale told by an idiot, signifying nothing. He wrote, the nation's journalists cover this obvious nonsense because otherwise they'd have to enter what to them is uncharted territory, the truth. But that would mean that Trump is practically smarter and more adept than the journalists who hate him, and those journalists will accept any narrative other than that one. They're now actually reporting their fantasies in which Trump doesn't keep making them look like idiots that they are. I just talked about, you know, what David Brooks was saying at the New York Times. The media just the beginning for the Trump jujitsu. Victor Davis Hanson, dissecting his alleged craziness at amgreatness.com, turns the tables on Trump's predecessor. Once Trump was in power, how does Fire and Fury author Michael Wolff explain the near phenomenal economic turnaround in the latter part of 2017? Does he not see that the stupider you make Trump in his first successful year, by inference, the even stupider you make the supposedly smarter actors in their many failed years? Why did the supposedly far more sober and judicious Obama comprehend how to achieve? Why didn't he know how to achieve 3% GDP? Why did not black employment reach 2018 levels in 2013? It's not a man like Obama who eats a Wrigley instead of daily swigging a dozen diet sodas, far more studious and intellectually curious on all matters economic. Are we dunces really to believe that merely building a high-rise in Manhattan takes more savvy than editing in near absentia the Harvard Law Review? Hansen contends that Fire and Fury provides no real explanation how such supposed clueless amateurs could achieve all of this. And therein lies the quandary, isn't it? Trump, in his first year, was supposed to prove an irrelevant dumbo, not a skilled conservative revolutionary. He threatens to nullify 2009 through 2017. And after a week of Fire and Fury, Trump is a very stable genius. The media are silly idiots, and his predecessor is incompetent. All thanks to the Trump jujitsu. And he has the upcoming fake news awards scheduled for Wednesday, January 17th, which will feature weapons-grade political jujitsu as he sucks up all the energy in the room and turns it back on his media detractors, all dutifully covered live on national TV. So here's what you need to do prior to July the 17th, okay? If you watch television, I don't watch television. I'll read about this, but, you know, go to the grocery store. Get the Orville Redenbacher microwave popcorn. Make you a big, big bowl of Orville Redenbacher microwave popcorn. I like the buttered kind. I don't get to have that very often. Cook it up, sit back, and watch the VSG 45th President. Just have fun at the expense of this very pompous media. Sit back and enjoy it, because you live in a turnaround time. This is years from now, they will look at this and say, this is when the United States returned to greatness. Happened on your watch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Be sure and go and see them at their booth at SHOT Show. I'll be hanging out with them a little bit myself. The latest example of how the left never gives up, ever, is a leftist judge in San Francisco who has ordered the Dreamer program restarted. That will get slapped down very shortly if they appeal it. That's the if. Trump stopped accepting renewals for the DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, months ago on the grounds that the program was not legally created by Obama since Obama didn't have congressional authorization. You know, they used to call that thing law, to grant a sweeping amnesty to illegal alien children. You would think that since the program is not based on a law, a judge would find no way to reinstate it, but activist judges don't care anything about that. They make the law. They're like Dredd. I am the law. So, in a ruling Tuesday evening, San Francisco-based U.S. District Judge William Alsup ordered the administration to resume accepting renewal applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, better known as DACA. Unless halted by a higher court, the ruling will allow former DACA recipients who failed to renew by an October 5th deadline a chance to submit renewal applications, and will also require the administration to allow renewal of applications expiring in the future. The decision does not permit new applications for DACA status. The Trump administration could seek a stay in the ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court. First things first. Do you understand when this happens? When you get out there and you're allowing a judge to affect policy, you are, in effect, letting the judge run the country. We're letting that judge run the country. What if that judge were to decide all of a sudden that guns were not constitutional? Who would step up and stop him? You know, Congress has the capability of doing that. They just don't. Don't expect the Ninth Circuit to be any help either. It's packed with far leftists. Trump would have to appeal this to the Supreme Court. Now, if the judge's order remains in place, it could also roil ongoing legislative efforts on DACA by undercutting the urgency that many advocates have expressed, calling for legislation to be passed before a large number of Dreamers began losing their protected status in March. Trump is using DACA to get a wall built, the border wall. But if this decision is upheld, Democrats won't have to make any concessions. And maybe Trump won't even appeal the decision. Trump says he wants, and, you know, every time Trump opens his mouth about this stuff, I'm just thinking, misdirection, misdirection, misdirection. He says he wants a bill of love to give amnesty to Dreamers. He said he wants to pass whatever immigration bill passes Congress, even if he doesn't like it. It's an interesting take on this, because he's basically putting all of it on Congress to decide the details of it. But in a military view, looking at this from a military viewpoint, I understand the strategy he's working on, because he's trying to get something really big that will stop a lot of illegal immigration by giving up something that he considers to be somewhat smaller. I get it. I'm not for it, but I do get it. Given his flexibility, I wouldn't be surprised to see him fail to appeal this decision. We have an out-of-control court system. We have a Congress that bows to the minority party, and a president who... You know, I don't know where he's going on this. This was a key issue that got him elected. And in a lot of ways, the Republicans who could do something about this, who could look at the Democrats and say, you guys lost, shut up. They seem to take on a Democratic point of view. It's almost like the Democrats are still in charge in some cases. We'll see where it goes, without a doubt. Let's pay attention to that one. Now then, Commissar Bill de Blasio of New York is suing oil companies, claiming they caused global warming, which in turn worsened the severity of Hurricane Sandy and damaged the city. This is an attempt by a commissar of the left to shake down the engines of capitalism, and we've heard of this before. What is unprecedented is the use of Orwellian doublethink to prosecute such an endeavor. So we get this. Mayor Bill de Blasio will sue the country's five biggest oil companies, alleging that climate change and global warming led to Hurricane Sandy and its catastrophic fallout, and the company should pay for the city's resiliency upgrades. They will announce Wednesday that the city will sue for reparations and force the companies to pay for the city's resiliency efforts, which have taken years to complete since 2012, when the storm devastated the city, killing 53 people across the state and costing more than $19 billion. You have got to be an absolute mental gymnast to go through this process to think this is a lawsuit. You have to believe that the earth has been getting warmer, not merely warmer because of man-made activity, but warmer, period, and it isn't. You have to believe that the earth has been getting warmer due to man-made activities. Most people who fervently believe in global warming have no idea what the theory of global warming is. They have no idea that assuming that global warming is caused by carbon dioxide, most carbon dioxide comes via natural environmental factors, and in any event, it's a tiny, tiny fraction of the air in the atmosphere. And in short, the only way to believe the theory of global warming is not to know the details of it, and that's Orwellian. Even if you believe the earth's been getting warmer, it's not. Even if you believe in the theory of man-made global warming, it isn't. You then have to believe that global warming, which causes changes to climate, can also affect individual weather events like hurricanes. When Trump ridiculed the freezing cold the East Coast was experiencing, saying we needed some global warming, he was ridiculed for attributing climate change to a specific weather event. When the left needs the facts to suit them, they will attribute it to a specific weather event, like Hurricane Sandy. They simultaneously believe that Trump was wrong to attribute global warming to that specific weather event. There's the double thing. Even if you believe everything above that I just said, you still have to create a casual connection between the carbon produced by the five specific energy companies being sued and Hurricane Sandy, which is impossible. If man-made CO2 caused or worsened Hurricane Sandy, it would be impossible to trace the source. You could no more prove that Shell or ExxonMobil was responsible than a series of coal factories in China. And what makes that so Orwellian is not simply the leaps of illogic you have to take to pursue such a lawsuit, but the use of the total fantasy to create an enemy. The whole idea of this lawsuit proceeding brings us one step closer to mass manipulation of the public in a dangerous way that could make any of us the enemy. See, one of the reasons we as gun owners are opposed to this SOTO hearing is because they're going after guns, going after advertising for guns, and they're saying that they should be held accountable for what the gun did, which opens up the door to, if you get cut, the knife is at fault, the knife maker. If you have a wreck, the car maker was at fault. If your chair breaks, the chair maker was at fault. That's why you oppose this kind of stuff, because it can lead to other stuff that is crazy. It's crazy to begin with. But what it can lead to is worse. Gosh. When we get back, we should all be resolving to improve our self-defense skills. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I want to take this moment right now as we speak. They're having visitation at the guy who started me. He actually facilitated my show. He made my show happen. It was not this show, but it was my first foray into radio. He kept me alive. He kept me going. He kept the show going. And I don't know if anybody knows why yet. I have not heard. But he committed suicide. And they have the visitation at his house, now his wife and his sons are there. And I spoke with part of the posse earlier today. My email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you don't think you have anybody to talk to, if you are depressed and you don't have anybody, contact me. I'll find a way to find you whatever help you got to have. But don't do this. Do not do this. This will leave question marks in his loved ones' minds for the rest of their lives. His name was Tyson Bowers. He died without knowing certain things that I just thoroughly enjoy, like having grandkids. I think that's just the greatest thing ever. He killed himself before he saw any of his children get married. And all of that happens under some mistaken notion. Some idea that something isn't measuring up for you. And that is never, ever the case. Never, ever. It may seem like it, but it isn't. So, I throw that out there. I'm going to miss him. In my radio career up to Wednesday, I always knew he was there to call if I needed to speak to him. And I spoke to him at least 3 times a month, sometimes 4. And he's followed everything I've done since that first initial foray. And he is, you know, he's the one that started it. So I'm going to miss him. I'm as a general rule, I'm not one of those big ones for making a New Year's resolution. But for various reasons, you know, I look at my own personal defense plan all the time, and I look at the need to focus on improving it and making it better. When you neglect your shooting skill, that is a perishable skill, and it degenerates quickly. The same can be said of your personal defense skills. If you are to deal with a deadly encounter, you have to stay focused and in practice. So here are some thoughts and resolutions, if you will, about improving my situation. I'm going to take time to practice more. I'm going to try to get my health to a degree to where I have something that's almost like cold weather asthma, it feels like sometimes. It really affects my breathing. But that doesn't keep me from practicing the basics. And the basics of defensive marksmanship are the foundation that everything else is built upon. Smooth draw stroke, quickly and accurately hitting what you're aiming at, that's going to go a long way towards ensuring your safety. And there is no substitute for regular practice. Dry fire practice, right in line with that. We need to practice that all the time. During these winter days when it's not comfortable to get outside, a few minutes of daily dry fire practice will go a long way. I'm going to go to at least one defensive shooting school during this year, and it's probably going to be James Yeager's if I only go to one. Good instructors always seem to be able to spot the little things that we're doing wrong. We can't see them for ourselves. We can't see the bad habits, and the more they become comfortable and ingrained, it becomes a flaw in our technique. So going to a defensive shooting school is like getting your car tuned up. Things are going to run a lot better, and it's going to be a lot smoother. I'm working to try and improve my awareness of what's going on around me. If you see a potential problem, then you have options to deal with it. And no one is at their height of awareness all the time. But if we really work at it, we could increase this awareness. And heightened awareness means that you and your loved ones may not get hurt. And it also means you may not have to hurt somebody else. And that's a very good thing. Another important resolution is seek out ways to help all the folks who are just getting into defensive shooting. They feel the need to improve on their personal protection, but often don't know exactly how to do it, you know, how to go about it. That's one reason for the Week of the Weaponized Woman. Some women couldn't care less if they shoot with nothing but guys. They couldn't, and they're not intimidated by that. Some are. And I think it's silly to not learn self-defense if the only thing is you feel a little intimidated by it. And if you would go to a women's class versus a mixed class, then go for that. These new people, give them a kind word, a friendly smile. Help them out. You can do that. I can do that. Also in line with that, I need to find more and better ways to preach the important message of gun safety and proving gun safety and reducing negligent discharges along with resultant injuries is a critical task that we should all get involved in. How can I do it better? That's something we all need to ponder all the time. The other thing I'm going to work on is I'm going to work on people that do have permits. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a lot of people that have permits that don't carry. They don't carry because they don't like it. It's uncomfortable. Something happens. And then maybe something happens and they have a lucky moment during what could have turned out to be a life or death situation, like my dad. If I've told this story already, I'm going to tell it again. My dad was out there the other day. I told it to James Yeager. That's who I told it to. My dad was out in his yard the other day, and some dogs were getting into his pond, his man-made pond. And the vinyl membrane that holds the water in, that the dogs get in there, they can punch a hole in it, and then the water goes away. And it's not a pond anymore. It's just a big wet spot. So he got out there and he yelled at him and clapped his hands and said, "Get away from there." Those two dogs wheeled on him and came at him. My father's 79 years old. He's still in very good shape, still moves pretty decently to be 79. They backed him up to a wall on his deck and he put a chair between him and the dogs. And he was having to kick one dog that was trying to come around the chair. And he told me this and I said, "You need to carry a gun everywhere you go." He just renewed his permit. Now, I think he's about to buy a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. And when he does that, I'm going to get him either some Polycase and Scepter ARXs, or if I can find him, some Glazer safety slugs. Those would go a long way. And that gun hit the dog in center mass, that would stop the dog. And I tried to tell him, look, and he found this out when he was talking to the people at the gun range. It's amazing how I can say it. somebody else tells them. Then I'm just, hey, I asked that, and you know, you were right. Shooting a dog one time is not going to stop the dog. It's just not going to do it. So you're going to have to be ready to go. The M&P Shield, I think, will do the job. It's something that with the seven-round magazine in it, he's concerned about. He doesn't want to wear a holster. He just wants to be able to put it in a pocket. That's fine. That will do it. So I'm going to try to impress upon people, if you have the permit already, carry the gun. Find a gun that you're comfortable carrying. If you have this gun, I mean, if you only have one gun, it should be the gun you're comfortable carrying. If you only have one gun and it's one that you need to be thin, then get the M&P Shield, would you? I mean, that is, I agree with Jaeger, that is a gun that you can fight with. It's a gun that you can modify to a degree to make it a really viable fighting gun. You know, 10 rounds, that's, I carry one that has 10 rounds in it. It's got a laser sight, got a arachnogrip on it. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Back again tomorrow, we will finish the week of the Weaponized Woman tomorrow. And also, hopefully, I'll have Spikes Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union on to talk about this great ad campaign. And remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.